This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. I'm flyering door to door. It's a constant neighborhood education. Opening a new location of our social enterprise, Fair Grinds Coffee House on St. Cloud Avenue in New Orleans was a relief, even if we're still shaking out the kinks, installing the ice machine, this and that. How we get the word out for our soft opening in early weeks has been a constant conversation filled with many ideas. One will say how we need to update our social media on Facebook and our website. Okay, let's do that. Another will say, let's open up for events, a baby shower here, or a violin recital there, a local meeting here and there. Sounds good. Okay, let's do that too. But you can't take an organizer off the street. So what I wanted was flyers, and lots of them, and bigger flyers that I could put on telephone poles, bus stops, and wherever people might gather. Would it work? Who knows? But it's what I know and what I like, so... A week of rain finally stopped, and I had a commitment from my son Chaco to hit the streets with me so he could take one side and I could take the other. I wanted to hit the immediate neighborhood behind our offices and the coffee house that was still in the throes of change between a lower-income, working African-American neighborhood and the first waves of urban pioneers and families grabbing something semi-affordable in one of our last slivers of a neighborhood in transition, but still close to the French Quarter in the red-hot Marigny and Bywater neighborhoods. We had cloudy skies, bright pink flyers, and away we went. Going block to block, door to door, and flyering is always an education, and it's hard to get one better than street side. You miss things from the windshield that are uncovered for you when you walk your dogs along the sidewalks and up and down the porches. The added benefit on a Saturday afternoon is that you also have some stoop sitters, mailbox checkers, and random walkers and workers on the street that can be engaged in conversation. Until the rain drove us off the turf, Chaco and I managed to cover the grid for an hour. Almost half the houses are in transition, either fixed and fine or under construction one way or another. I'd not realized this corridor was going so fast. On the street, neighbors were making the adjustment. An African-American couple sitting on their porch yelled out at a young 20-something white couple with a young man uncomfortably wearing a tie that they looked good dressed up, while the youngsters tried to laugh it off as they walked down the middle of the street. We had conversations on both sides of the line. Old residents, some barbecuing on their porches or sitting in the shade, were uniformly friendly, usually asking if we served breakfast. They knew our location is next door to the beauty supply house. Newcomers knew us as next door to the hipster punk bar, Siberia. One bicycle rider reminded me that he was already a regular, right on. A guy working on his house asked through the window if we were connected to Acorn and then said he'd been a midnight to 2 a.m. DJ with a woman named Mary in 2008 and 2009 at KBF in Little Rock. And I told him to get his act together and do the same thing on WAMF once we were on the air in New Orleans. A big guy bushwhacking around the old abandoned Annunciation Church buildings told me it would take some years before they were returned into community service, but they were starting. He knew about the coffee house and returned the flyer so we could save money. The grandson of the Cuban tire dealer who sold us the building was dealing drugs on St. Rock behind the new Ford food court that just opened, but said he would be by soon for a cup of coffee. Chaco found outstretched hands from all the service workers behind the building who were desperate for a place to have a cup of coffee that was away from their workplace. Raindrops as big as dimes started falling on us as we came back towards the coffee house where a baby shower was in progress behind the iron gates and pink ribbons were tied above the sign saying closed, open at 6 a.m. We had the flyers out and were really part of the neighborhood, both old and new now. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.